So I'm going to take you back to memory lane. Obviously, I've been doing Cold Out for 3 years, and I just... It's been definitely the most amazing journey. So what we're going to do, we're going to go back to where it started. I'm going to sing a couple of songs. If you know, we're singing along with me, all right? As you know, I love when people sing in harmony. How many of us are singers in here? Yeah, no one's... Okay, well, let's just see how this goes. Nah, it's going to be good. If you know the song, sing with me, all right? Father told me, son, you are no one. For a boy so young, I face so many impossibilities. Yeah, you see, now I'm older. I have come to realize that it ain't no fun if I don't have Jesus yet. For a man so grown, I still face the same impossibility. Help me say, oh, it's so hard to live a life for you, but I'm willing to be broken. Yes, Lord, to be broken. Yes, I've come too far to turn around. Yes, Jesus, and I know you won't let go. My Father say, it's 'cause you are. Care about what they say, I keep walking in your ways, 'cause you're working on, oh no, and even though I fall, I'll keep listening to your call, 'cause you're working on. Listen, now every day, I'm living step by step, it's only you who knows what, so I'll wait for you, Lord. And I'll be watching as you break me down and mold me as, oh, just mold me as you please. Oh, sometimes it's hard to see the plans you have for me. It's 'cause I'm blinded by the problems that I see. Yeah, I get frustrated by my flaws, but you take me as, I'm so glad you take me as. So hard to live a life for you. I'm willing to be broken, yes. I've come too far to turn around, and I know you won't let go of me. That's why, it's 'cause you keep walking in your ways, Father, you're working on me. Oh, oh no. And even though I fall, I keep listening to your call. Listen, 'cause it's a battle every day, but I'm winning in your name. No matter what they say, I won't be afraid, no, I won't be ashamed. Oh, 'cause it's a battle every day, oh, but I'm winning in your name, Jesus. And no matter what they say, I won't be afraid, no, I won't be ashamed. 'Cause you're working on me. Yeah. I don't care about what they say. I keep walking in your ways. 'Cause you're working on me. Thank you, Jesus. Even though I fall, keep listening to your call. 'cause I know that you're working on me. Oh, oh, oh. You are my Father, you are my King, you are my hope for years to come. Yes, Lord, and I am your servant. I give you my life. Let it be pleasing. Let it be pleasing in your. You are my Father.
You are my Father.
You are my King.
You are my King. You are my hope for years to come. I am your son. I give you my life. Let it be pleasing.
Oh, sure. breath that I take. I need you to understand what we're actually singing, right? As you're singing the song, I need to know that God is actually about to start moving in your life to really have his way. I mean, give everything up to God. Don't keep anything back. Every breath that you take, every single moment that you are awake, Lord, have your way in me. Yes, Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my soul. Yes, Lord. So I just wanted to share a quick verse of scripture. We're going to keep it moving. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Philippians 2:13. It simply says, "For it's God who works in us to will and to do his good pleasure." Right? My favorite translation says, it's God working in us, giving us the will and the power to do what pleases him. And then that made me realize that having the desire to do something is different from having the ability to actually do it. You know, like Paul said, the things I want to do and that which I don't want to do, that's what I do on a daily basis. So I then started to realize that if I really wanted to live for God, I needed the desire to live for him and the power by his spirit living inside of me to make it actually happen. Amen? Yeah. And then the moment I realized that living for God was not by my strength was the day I found new life. And I want to tell someone in here right now, let it go. Don't hold on to this faith and say, I'm going to do this myself. Yeah. It's not by your power. Yeah. It's not by your strength. It's what? By the Spirit. So I wanted to do right now, we've come to a time, my favorite time of the night, where I want us to let go of that very thing that is keeping you from flourishing in Jesus Christ. Are y'all with me tonight? We all have that thing in us that you know that thing that's keeping you from fully flourishing in Jesus Christ. And I want us to let it go tonight. Amen? So what I need you to do for me, really, really simple, pick someone with the biggest smile on their faces right now. Big smile on their faces. Maybe you came with them, maybe you didn't. If someone is frowning, just be like, okay, God bless you, God bless you. And just keep it stepping, keep it stepping. Make sure they're giving you a big smile, honestly. Make sure they're giving you a wide, wide, wide smile. And check it out. What I want you to do right now. Amen. What I want us to do right now is I want us to testify, right? Because I've come to understand that a testimony isn't just when it's done. A testimony starts from when you start to declare that it's done. Because God has given us victory over sin and shame. So when the moment I start to say that I'm walking in victory, I like that song, Sinatch. I know who God sent. No, I don't guess. No. But seriously, the testimony starts the moment you start to declare victory, because then your mindset has changed. And the enemy knows your mindset has changed. So he starts to say, whoa, 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 I can't touch this. I can't. So I need you to testify to God and to the person to your left or right and tell them that thing that has held you back. But tell them and say, this is what God is taking me through. Is that all right? Take your moment. Take your moment. Take your time. Tell the person next to you. Tell the person next to you. I need you to be as open and transparent as possible. We're one family. Thank you. can we take it a step further? When you finish sharing, can you let faith rise in you, and then can you share a moment of prayer with each other? Is that okay? Whenever you're ready.